You're listening to The Point. We're talking about inspiring young artists, and at the moment we're talking about the Lenore Ross Curating Program at the Provincetown Art Association and Museum. And joining us in studio is Carl Lopes, Department Head of the Art and Applied Technology Department at Barnstable High School, Lynn Stanley, the Curator of Education at Provincetown Art Association and Museum, and we have Barnstable High School seniors Hannah Carlin, Annie Tamish, and Hannah Andres. So the next role for you three was to create your piece of art. So what materials did you use? Tell a little bit about your pieces. Annie, start with you. What did you need to create your art?
Well, the canvas that Donald Beal worked on was really, really big. It was like 7 feet tall, so obviously I couldn't use 7 feet tall canvas. So I just used a small canvas, and I used acrylic paint. And halfway through my piece, I decided that I wanted to put something else in it to make it pop more. And I went into Mr. Lopes' closet, and I actually found some aluminum that was conducive to my piece, and I wanted to use it. So I put it in, and it looks pretty cool.
Very good. Hannah?
Well, mine was also pretty big, too. So I didn't want to work as big because we were a little pressed on time, so I didn't want to pressure myself. So I use something half the size as the canvas that my piece was originally painted on. And the original piece was also an oil painting, so I used acrylic paint instead. I don't know why, I just like it better. Mm-hmm. And
dries quicker.
Yeah, exactly. I can layer more. And and I went from there. So on a smaller canvas, it was easier for me.
Hannah?
I really liked the piece I had was a more stretched out composition. It wasn't necessarily the typical like 9x12. And I kind of went off that and stretched mine out even more. And it was also on linoleum block, which I wasn't really familiar with, but I liked how it had they had kind of like a spray paint look to it in some parts. So I kind of used that in mine and had like more etchy lines with like the more free like spray paint look to it.
So I'm wondering, as we mentioned, these pieces got to come live at the high school for a while, so you could keep going back and visiting them. So how did that, being able to have the pieces there with you at school, how did that influence what you were doing artistically? Did it help?
Well, I actually went and worked in the lobby. I brought my paint down to the lobby so I could work right in front of my inspiration piece. So that really helped with like getting the right colors to use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anybody else?
Yeah, I did the same thing. I went down to the lobby and painted there, and that helped a lot. And also holding up my painting next to my original painting helped see how it would hold up in the show next to each other, because that's how they're going to be displayed. And that helped.
It was a good way to, if you're kind of stuck, to get some more inspiration. I didn't look at mine too much as I was going. I kind of like to get the idea and then kind of make it my own, and then at the end kind of see how they held up next to each other, but it was great to have them there.
So along, as we mentioned, with the creation of the art, the students were also given the opportunity to curate a show. So I don't know if Lynn or Carl want to describe the process of curating and how you help the students, you know, guide them through that, because that's not as easy as it sounds.
No, well, part of the curatorial process was the choosing of the works of art that, you know, and then obviously having their own work in response to it. That those are two very important components of creating an exhibition, obviously. We are very happy that we're collaborating with the Cultural Center of Cape Cod for this exhibition. This is a first for us. It's a first for the curating program. Working with Barnstable High School is a first. There's many, many wonderful firsts, and also having the work on site. So the students, we had come and brought the collection work to the Cultural Center, and Jim Zimmerman, who's our archivist preparator, and Peter Macara, who is the assistant director, were there to help spot the show. We have certain guidelines we have to handle the collection work. So the show itself was pretty much spotted when the students arrived, which is unusual. Normally, we give the students the chance to really spot their own exhibition, but there were limitations because the show was off-site. Mm. But so I wasn't there when some of you... Were you there? Did you get there? Who ended up coming?
I actually had three students with me. And after you had spotted the pan pieces, we were able to work up nicely. the students' pieces next to it so that you could see the piece side by side. And many of the pieces, it's obvious that there was just, you know, some strong inspirational things going on. And other pieces, the students may have to explain a little bit during the opening, mm-hmm. but they're well versed in what has inspired them from the professional artwork. So we're looking forward to a really, really strong social evening this coming Friday at the Cultural Center.
Friday, yes. 6 to 8 p.m., we should mention. So have you seen your pieces hanging next to – have any of you been there and seen it?
Only in a photograph.
Only in a photograph, yeah.
They took pictures of them, so.
But, Carl, you've seen it.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
So how many students took part in this?
Approximately 20 students.
Wow.
Yes. And some students actually collaborated on pieces. So we actually – have, I believe, about 16 pieces of artwork. Mm-hmm. One of the nice things about this entire project was the fact that the students had to think about the presentation, too. They had to think about whether they wanted to put a frame on the piece, mm-hmm. how the piece would maybe stand out if it was matted with black or white mat board, and cutting the mat board and putting hanging wire on the back. So there were a lot of considerations, including the title of the pieces, too. Mm-hmm. Many times students don't title pieces, but this was a good opportunity for them to really think about the content and mm-hmm. what they wanted to say with a title and even a price.
Wow. See, that's tough. Yeah, the title and the price. Okay, so titles of your pieces?
Mine was called The Transformation.
Mm-hmm. Well, my original piece was just called Outdoor Restaurant in Florence, so I called mine Outdoor Restaurant in Florence with Old Man and Nighttime, I believe.
mine is called I'm Alive, The Time Is Now.
Ooh, interesting. I love going to see how people, especially the abstract pieces, because everybody can see something different in it. So tell me about the rest of the students, Carl. Did they have similar experiences as what we're hearing here today?
Yes, they did. They really had a nice experience in terms of getting their inspiration decided upon and then being personally creative from there. So they were works of art that were inspired, that were objective pieces of artwork. Could be a landscape. It could be a figurative piece with a landscape in the background. And some students, including Annie, went with the color and the line and the texture of her piece and the inspiration piece, and just moved it into a totally non-objective, purely abstract piece. It was mm-hmm. beautiful. But as soon as you walk into the show and you see her piece next to the professional piece that has an actual subject that we can recognize, you can see where her inspiration comes in as far as the movement, the color, and the textures. It's obvious, even though the subject has changed.
It's a fascinating idea. And so, Lynn, this isn't the only – how many education programs do you have for young people over at PAM?
Well, we have a number – I don't know if I mentioned we're celebrating our centennial this year, 2014. We're 100. So that's a wonderful, wonderful occasion for us. In the past 10 years, we've really ramped up our youth education programs. In 2008, we launched ArtReach, which you mentioned, mm-hmm. Art on the Edge, which is for 11 to 14-year-olds, and Reaching Forward, which is a mentoring program for young adults 18 to about 22. So, and these programs are offered free. We offer transportation, which I think was mentioned, and we're thrilled mm-hmm. that they've been recognized, particularly ArtReach has been recognized. And we're also happy that Kevin is here today. The Arts Foundation has been a great supporter of our youth programs.
Yeah, we're going to get into that in a couple of minutes. So as we're mentioning, this is the first time in the history of the curating program that the students had the opportunity to take the PAM works and live with them
yes.
for an extended period of time. Yes. So is this something you plan to continue and maybe use in other programs, or is it?
Absolutely. And in fact, we just recently also collaborated with Nauset Regional High School. Obviously, you know, in the situation with Carl and the amazing, gallery space that he worked to fund to have built for the high school, that's the perfect situation to have works come and have a place to live. But the Art Association is constantly looking for teachers and schools on the Cape who want to participate in this program. And the Lenore Ross Curating Program is newly named. We received an endowment this past year. And so we're looking forward in 2015 relaunching the program and inviting our friends back and also schools that we haven't worked with.
Yes, my next question is, this is not an inexpensive endeavor.
No, it's not. And it takes a lot of effort. I commend Carl for writing a grant to help fund this. I mean, one of the, as I mentioned in that clip that you aired earlier, transportation is one of the most expensive things about this type of project. And then we want to pay the visiting artists appropriately, that kind of thing. And then, of course, there are the costs of transportation of the materials, the works of art, that all of it. But it's well worth it, I think.
Sure. Absolutely. So, Carl, since we're talking costs here for a second, I know a lot of school districts are struggling with budgets, and art departments are often the first ones to see the cuts. And as I was listening to Annie and Hannah talking about the materials, those canvases aren't cheap. Neither is the paint. So how do you keep your program so you know, viable?
Well, you know, that's a difficult balance to make, but we are very conservative in the sense of accepting donations. The Bonsable Public Schools has been very generous in their budget, you know, giving us enough to do very, very strong projects that are necessary in a curriculum. But the students were kind enough to sometimes find their own supplies, even have their own pieces framed. Many times artists will donate things from their studios and will, like any good artist, will take anything and make artwork with it, make something creative with it. So we're always careful as art teachers to make sure that the supplies are used in a proper fashion. The students are very respectful of the supplies and do their best not to waste things. So we hold things together. But we're very thankful for grants that occasionally are accepted. And one of the grants that helped us this time was the Arts Foundation. And Kevin Howard's group gave us a nice grant that helped pay for the bus to bring us back and forth to Provincetown. And also there was some extra funding in the grant to help us with some extra supplies that we needed. So it worked out really well for us.
Is Barnesville the farthest away school that you work with at this point?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The poor kids here in Falmouth, getting to Provincetown, as you know, coming from Provincetown to Falmouth this morning, it's not easy to get here.
It's impressive. But I would argue that it's worth the trip, and we'd be really happy to work with students in Falmouth as well.
Yeah. All right. So I want to ask all three of you, Annie, what's next for you? Are you hoping to pursue art? Is this something that's a hobby for you? Are you looking at this something you want to do? What are your thoughts on the future for you?
Next fall, I'm going to be attending Keene State in New Hampshire. And I'll be majoring in Holocaust and Genocide Studies and hopefully take art classes.
All right. Hannah?
Well, I applied undecided to all my schools, and I'm still waiting to hear back from a few. But my top choice is Northeastern University in Boston. But So I applied undecided because I have so many different interests, and I was thinking about majoring in art, but I'm not sure what I want to do yet. Yeah. So.
All right. Hannah Andres?
I'm hoping to go to school for physical therapy, not quite sure where yet, but I really want to minor in art too. It's something I really love, and I feel like it could really help me, like, personally and professionally, just to have that minor or at least take classes.
All right, coming up after a break, we're going to sit down with Kevin Howard, Executive Director of the Arts Foundation of Cape Cod, to hear how the foundation supports upcoming artists in our region. More after this.